Imam W.D. Muhammad has led us to a place of balance and establishment in this world that we could not have had or dreamed of before. So we're not to kid ourselves or fool ourselves. If you really, truly interested in living your life as a Muslim in these United States of America and in this world, year 2000 and beyond, you have to have an appreciation and an acknowledgement, and you have to follow and accept the leadership of W. Dean Muhammad. It is the best situation for us to promote the correct and true image of Islam in this world now and for the rest of this time as human beings in this creation, because he is a reflection and a true introduction to Muhammad the Prophet. Thank you. Peace.
Thank you, Imam Abdul Malik Muhammad. Our brothers and sisters, we had scheduled Sheikh Ahmed Kutaro, the Grand Mufti of Syria, to join us today. However, his health prevented him from doing so. However, on his behalf, he has sent his son to greet our community. Please welcome Sheikh Salahuddin Kutaro, the son of the Grand Mufti of Syria. Thank you.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الشيخ رجب ديب من دمشق سوريا.
I am Sheikh Rajab Deeb from Damascus, Syria.
الحمد لله الذي أكرمني في حياتي برؤية نسل سيدنا بلال الحبشي أول المؤمنين.
Praise be to Allah that I see while I am living in this life the children and the descendants of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habashi, the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
أرجو من الله تعالى أن تكونوا أهلا لخلافة هذا الصحابي الجليل بتثبيت الإسلام ونشره في هذه البلاد.
Brothers and sisters, I pray to Allah, God the Almighty, that you will be worthy of carrying on with the mission of Sayyidina Bilal, the Ethiopian, the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by making Islam grow in this country in a very beautiful way.
إن هذه البلاد لعطشة لنور الإيمان. والحمد لله الذي أكرمها بالسيد الكريم وارث الدين محمد.
This country is thirsty for the light of Iman, for the light of faith, and we are grateful to Allah that we have Imam وارث الدين محمد to take the lead in promoting this Iman.
ما أرجوه من الله قبل الدعاء أن يوحد الله كلمتكم ويوحد صفوفكم ويجمعكم جميعا على محبة هذا السيد الكريم وارث الدين محمد.
I pray to God the Almighty, to Allah, that you all work together in love and in cooperation and in support of Imam Waliduddin.
لا نجاح لنا ولا قوة لنا إلا بالإسلام.
We will not be successful at all except through Islam.
الإسلام الذي يجمع الأمم كلها على كلمة واحدة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Islam is the religion that unifies all peoples all over the world on the very statement that there is no God but Allah, لا إله إلا الله.
وأنتم جميعا أرجو أن يكون كل واحد منكم داعيا لجميع إخوانه من المسلمين وغير المسلمين لتوحيد الصف وجمع الكلمة وتآلف القلوب ومحبتها.
I pray Allah, the Almighty God, that each one of you will carry this message of working for each other, for reconciling your hearts, and for working for the happiness of all mankind.
ونبدأ الدعاء.
Now I begin my supplication, my dua.
متوجهين إلى الله سبحانه.
Turn all of you in your hearts to Allah.
نقول بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اجمع كلمتنا ووحد صفوفنا وألف بين قلوبنا. اللهم كن لنا عونا ومعينا وحافظا وناصرا وأمينا. اللهم أعز الإسلام وأعز المسلمين وأعز من أراد عزة الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم وحد صفوفنا واجمع كلمتنا وتقبل منا واجعلنا جميعا عندك من المقبولين واغفر لنا جميعا ولسيدنا وارث الدين محمد إنك على كل شيء قدير. آمين آمين.
This is Salah Kaftaro, the son of the Grand Mufti of Syria, Sheikh Ahmed Kaftaro.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبع هديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أحييكم بتحية الإسلام قائلا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. ويشرفني ويسعدني أن أنقل إليكم تحياتي ودعائي سماحة الشيخ أحمد كفتارو المفتي العام لسوريا الذي كان حريصا جدا على الحضور إليكم لولا الوعكة الصحية التي ألمت به قبل السفر بأيام.
I am happy and honored to convey to you the greetings of my father Sheikh Ahmed Kaftaro, the Grand of Mufti of Syria, who was very keen on coming here to see you and to greet you in person, had it not been for some medical problem, some cardiac problem in his heart that prevented him from coming.
ولقد التقى سماحة المفتي لسوريا فقيدنا الكبير أليجا محمد من أكثر من 30 سنة في أمريكا الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية. والتقى أكثر من مرة مع الإمام الجليل وارث الدين محمد.
More than 30 years ago, in fact in 1966, my father, the Grand Mufti of Syria, met in person the late Elijah Muhammad here in this town, and then years later he met with his son إمام وارث الدين محمد.
وكان من ثمرات تلك اللقاءات أن أرسل الإمام وارث الدين محمد بعض الطلبة من إخواننا في شيكاغو وغير شيكاغو ليدرسوا عندنا في مجمع أبي النور دراسة الإسلام واللغة العربية.
And the outcome of these meetings with Imam Warith al-Din Muhammad, that Imam Warith al-Din sent to us to Damascus, to Abu Nur Islamic Foundation, brothers and sisters of yours, young people from all over the state, to learn Arabic and the Islamic sciences at our foundation.
وبالطبع عندما أتانا هؤلاء الطلبة فلا نشعر بأنهم غرباء بل هم إخوة لنا وهم المهاجرون ونحن نتمنى أن نكون الأنصار بإذن الله تعالى.
When we received them in Damascus at our foundation, we did not feel that they were foreigners or strangers. They were our brothers and sisters. They were the immigrants who came to us and we hope to be their ansar, their supporters.
طبعا نحن نعلق آمالا كبيرة على انتشار الإسلام في أمريكا. انتشار الإسلام يكون بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. الله عز وجل يقول ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن.
We have great hopes that Islam will spread in America, but on the basis of wisdom, good sermon, good preaching, and without resorting to any kind of violence, to any kind of intimidation, to any kind of compulsion.
والدعوة إلى الإسلام عندما نعنونها ويكون بابها الحكمة والموعظة الحسنة فلا بد قبل ذلك أن يكون الإطار الأكبر التحابب والتعاضد بين المسلمين كافة. فالنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر.
When we say that we have to work for wisdom and good sermon and good preaching, that should be under the umbrella of love that we should extend to each other, love that will support each other before we reach others in good sermon and good preaching.
بالطبع بالطبع أنا ضيف عليكم ولكنني أشعر من داخلي بأنني ابن لكم وأخ لكم. لذلك أرحب باسمكم جميعا بالسيد لويس فرقان الأخ الغالي والصديق العزيز علينا وعلى سماحة الشيخ كفتارو في سوريا.
I am a guest here and I have no right but to welcome and greet Minister Louis Farrakhan, who is a very close friend and brother of my father, the Grand Mufti of Syria.
ولقد شرفنا السيد لويس فارقان قبل شهرين إلى سوريا لحضور جنازة رئيسنا الراحل حافظ الأسد. والتقينا به لدقائق معدودة في القصر الجمهوري، لكن هذا اللقاء أعطانا مدا كبيرا وهمة لأن نتواصل ونتعاون في سبيل إحقاق الحق وإزهاق الباطل إن شاء الله.
About 2 months ago, we met Minister Farrakhan in Damascus when he came specifically to Damascus to to offer his condolences on the passing away of our president, Hafez al-Assad. And there we felt, as we always feel, that this beautiful relationship between us and you is that which should remain forever.
الله عز وجل يقول في كتابه العزيز إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون.
Allah says in the Quran that this is your nation that should be all together, and I am your Lord who you have to worship.
الإسلام يا إخوتي هو دين الوحدة والتوحيد.
Islam is the religion of unity.
فقد وحد العالم خلال 14 قرنا ووحد الناس جميعا على اختلاف ألوانهم وأجناسهم ولغاتهم.
Regardless of their differences, Islam has been able to unify a good number of people all over the world, regardless of their differences in color or in race or in language.
هذا الإسلام العظيم الذي التزم به المسلمون الأولون فتح نصف العالم بنصف قرن.
This is the Islam which the early Muslims were committed to and was able to open half of the ancient world in less than half a century.
فتح لهم نصف العالم بنصف قرن لأنهم التزموا بتعاليم الله السماوية والتزموا بالأخلاق والتزموا بالسيرة الحسنة وكانوا قدوة مثلى لتحقيق الوحدة الإسلامية وأكثر من ذلك أقول لتحقيق الوحدة الإنسانية.
All that was possible because the early Muslims were committed in working for the unity of all the brothers and sisters under faith in God, and not only that, to care for all creatures, for all mankind.
لم يفتح المسلمون العالم بغزو السيف بل فتحوه بغزو القلوب والأرواح فتحوه بالمعاملة الحسنة بعضهم بعضا فتحوا العالم بالتآخي والتحابب والتعاضد فأين نحن من هؤلاء؟
When the early Muslims were able to reach half of the ancient world, at that time they did not resort to the sword as a weapon. They resorted to love that entered the hearts. They resorted to that beautiful relationship among each other when they supported each other with all love and affiliation. Are we that sort of people who are committed to this love for each other, for this support of each other, so that we can do today what they were able to do long ago?
لما ابتعدنا عن الإسلام الحقيقي ابتعدت عنا الناس وربنا عز وجل يقول إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم لكنه يقول أيضا وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم.
When we at one point of time when we were away from Islam, people ran away from us. Allah says, if you support Allah, Allah will support you. But also Allah says in the Quran that if you go away and turn your back, then Allah will send other people who will not be like you and who will be working for Him.
فلا بد لنا يا إخوتي وأخواتي أن نرجع إلى الإسلام بأصوله وجذوره وعظمته.
It is a must, I believe, that we all, brothers and sisters, should we return to the genuine core of Islam, to its essential teachings, the teachings that could turn mankind at a certain time into a very beautiful family.
والإسلام هو هدية الله للبشرية كافة، فما أرسل الله نبيه للمسلمين فقط، ولكن أرسله للناس كافة، فقد خاطبه بقوله وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين.
Islam is a gift for all humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send Prophet Muhammad exclusively for the Arabs. Allah sent Prophet Muhammad to all mankind, and that is expressed in the Quran when Allah says in the Quran addressing Prophet Muhammad, we have not sent you except as a mercy to all the world.
لقد حسن الإسلام كثيرا على العلم والعمل وقرن العلم بالعمل دائما، فيجب علينا إذا أردنا الرجوع إلى الإسلام أن نعمل مخلصين لوجه الله تعالى، وأن نتعلم العلوم الدنيوية والأخروية. فالله عز وجل يقول: وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك.
Islam joined together in one rope, faith in God as well as action, and this action cannot be successful unless we resort to knowledge, to all the advancement of science, to all that would be beneficial to mankind. In this way we can achieve all success, because Allah, we should not seek only the hereafter at the expense of the here, nor the here at the expense of the hereafter, because the Quran says seek in what Allah that has given you the hereafter, but do not forget your share of the here.
والنبي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام حثنا دائما أن نعمل وألا نيأس، فقد قال: إذا قامت القيامة وفي يد أحدكم فسيلة فليغرسها.
Islam urges us for action, and we should not go to despair and to hopelessness. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says in his tradition that if it is the day of judgment and you have a seedling, go ahead and plant it rather than throw it away.
أعداء الإسلام دائما يمتهنون الإسلام ويقولون عنه بأنه لا يعطي للمرأة حقوقها. أنا أقول كلمتين في هذا الإطار: الإسلام جعل دخول الجنة من عدة بوابات، فجعل إحدى بوابات الجنة المرأة، فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: الجنة تحت أقدام الأمهات، والأمهات هم النساء. وقال أيضا وهو تفيض روحه الشريفة إلى بارئها آخر كلمة قالها: استوصوا بالنساء خيرا.
I have to say a few words here that Islam has taken good care of women. If we are to enter al-Jannah, if we are to enter heaven, there are many gates through which you can enter heaven. One of them is through the woman, when Prophet Muhammad says paradise and al-Jannah is at the feet of mothers. This means that they are the woman in general who man should take very good care of.
أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يؤلف بين قلوبكم وأن يجمع كلمتكم على الهدى والخير، وأن يبارك بالرجل الكريم والإمام الكبير وارث الدين محمد، وأن يبارك أيضا بأستاذنا وأخينا الفاضل لويس فارقان، ونرجو دائما أن يتواصل العمل بيننا لما فيه مصلحة الإسلام والمسلمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
I pray Allah, the Almighty God, that our efforts will be always combined together and joined together, especially under the blessed efforts of Imam Warith al-Din Farrakhan and our brother Minister Louis Farrakhan. And may Allah bless us all. And Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We are so pleased to have him with us, and we'll be hearing from him very shortly. And we also are pleased to have all the members of the Nation of Islam present with us today, as we are truly one family. Imam Warith al-Din Muhammad has opened our minds. You know, sometimes bad knowledge not only closes your minds, but closes your heart. And Imam Muhammad has opened our minds and freed us so we could open our hearts, so that we can embrace men and women of faith of all races, men and women who believe in God. And certainly, as we have been reaching out to embrace our Christian brothers, Jewish brothers, sisters, and people of other faiths, it was certainly time for us to just reach around us and embrace our brothers and sisters of the Nation of Islam. Muslim is a renewed and resurrected energy in the American life and culture. And sometimes it's difficult for us to see this new life. But as Imam Qutara has made it very clear, that people from a distance can see the life and the light that has come about in America through the blessings of Quran and the life traditions of our Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and yes, also the leadership of Minister Louis Farrakhan. This is a special time that we live in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, is marshaling all of the life, marshaling us to His beat, and we are coming willingly or unwillingly. And there's a great reward for those who come willingly, and it's disappointment for those who come unwillingly. But let us be conscious that this is a time for cooperation, cooperating with the plan of Allah, cooperating with the believers, and cooperating with our own souls. So let us be sure that Allah does not replace the work of any worker. He does not misplace it. Whatever work you do, Allah rewards you. We are being viewed, this very special day is being seen throughout the country. Not only do we have two other locations here in Chicago, at the Kennedy King Center and the Harvey Islamic Center, we also have closed circuit satellite broadcasts that are going on, and I've been told that the reception is coming in crystal clear in Los Angeles, California, Houston, Texas, Miami, Florida, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Lofton, Oklahoma, New York. Atlanta, Georgia, Durham, North Carolina, Memphis, Tennessee, Oakland, California, Chesapeake, Virginia, and two live radio broadcasts in Memphis and in Durham. We would like to bring up to this audience our brother, Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, we give Him praise and thanks for His mercy and His goodness to the human family. His mercy shown to each member of the human family through the divine revelation that He sends down through the mouth of His prophets and messengers. We thank Him for Moses and the Torah. We thank Him for Jesus and the Gospel. We Muslims thank Him for Muhammad and the Quran. Peace be upon these worthy servants of Allah. I am a student of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I thank Allah so much for this man and his work that put us on the road to becoming what we are by nature, and that is Muslims. I thank Allah for Imam Warithuddin Muhammad, for his bringing to us the light and the life of Prophet Muhammad and his sunnah, and expanding our breasts that we might be lovers not only of Allah and all of his prophets, but become lovers of humanity as well. I greet all of you with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. To Imam Warithuddin Muhammad, to the family of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Brother Imam Muhammad, to the distinguished platform guests, visitors, friends, Muslims, brothers and sisters. Words are inadequate to say how happy I am to be home. You know, sometimes there are tracks that are parallel, and then sometimes there's a monorail. And these tracks that were running parallel have now become a monorail going down one track for the glory of Allah and the establishment of Islam. I thank Imam Warithuddin Muhammad for permitting me this opportunity. I did not think that I would be able to make it as I was in Africa yesterday. And by the grace of Allah, I was expected to get back sometime today, but we got back last night. So I flew in this morning to be here to just say how grateful I am to Allah that He spared all of our lives that we could see this day of the return of us to each other and our return to Allah in true worship and true faith, and our love for Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and our desire to see his work completed in the Western Hemisphere by the establishment of Islam in America, even as he and his companions established Islam in Arabia. It cannot be done in America except by following the Sunnah of the Prophet, the steps that he laid down in establishing Islam in Arabia are the same steps that we must take in establishing Islam in America. America is the last frontier. She's the greatest nation on earth, but she is dying from within, from an internal rot that I believe only Islam can heal and help her to become what America could become. America embraces every nation, every kindred, every tongue, every race, every ethnic group is found inside America. But democracy as a philosophy and the type of Christianity that is being practiced cannot make America one. Only the universal message of Jesus Christ and the universal message of Islam can make America what America must become. We live here. We don't have any other home to go to. And if she's dying of an internal rot, and we have a book called Quran that is called Al-Shifa, the healing, then we have to be the doctor to take care of the disease and the sickness that afflicts the nation. I believe that this is why Allah permitted us to come into bondage. He permitted us to come into bondage to suffer what we suffered for a great purpose. And that purpose has to be to establish Islam in the house where you would think it impossible to establish Islam. But if you go, hey, you say assalamu alaikum, somebody's gonna holler back, wa alaikum salam. I just left Africa where a lot of revolutionary leaders and thinkers had come together, and there were 10 heads of state and government that were there as a result of armed struggle, revolutionary activity. So they asked Brother Farrakhan to have a few words to say. And in an audience filled with revolutionaries who don't talk too much about God, even though they grew up under Islam, I said to them that true revolution can never come about with a gun. True revolution comes about by the presence of divine light. As we were taught years ago, that it is the light of the sun striking the earth at the equator that causes the earth to spin and make its revolution, bringing about changes called seasons. One of the names of the Quran is Al-Nur, and there is no way that a revolution can be brought about, a true revolution, without the presence of Al-Nur or the Quran. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, brought about the greatest revolution that was ever seen among human beings, not with a gun, not with a sword, but he transformed human thinking by means of the words of Allah. And it is only when we eat the word of Allah, consume it, and let it become a part of our very being, that that word begins to overthrow false ideas and concepts, and it begins to establish in our own minds its light, then we become light bearers in a world that is filled with darkness. That is the revolution that must be seen inside America. It must be the transformation of the thinking of the American people. And it starts with those of us who were the worst off, those of us who were in the worst position of any member of the human family. The light comes to us, the light transforms us, then our job is not to walk around saying, I've been transformed. Our job is to get the light and transform the whole society according to that light. That is our assignment. That is our mission. The Prophet's work is done unless we do it. And I want to close with these few words and thanking the Imam for permitting me this time. But beloved family, Allah says in the Quran, through the mouth of Abraham and Ishmael in the second surah, when they had completed Amen. Allahu Akbar. Is here now, so I will complete the sentence. But my dear family, Prophet Abraham and Ishmael, when they raised the foundation of the Kaaba, they made a prayer. They asked Allah to accept their work. And then they said, Oh Allah, make us Muslims and raise from our offspring a nation of Muslims. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, came in fulfillment of that prayer, and he made a nation of Muslims. It is unfortunate today that nationalistic ideas have come to ruin the universal message of Islam. The Prophet did not set up Egypt, Jordan, Sudan, Syria, Iran, Iraq. The Prophet set up one nation with no borders, all Muslims united as one nation. Shaitan came in and divided the Muslim Ummah. And now nationalistic ideas sometimes take precedence over what Allah wanted and what the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, established. So today we have a chance to do it again. We have a chance in the worst part of the world in terms of behavior. We have a chance to become a nation of believers, a nation of Muslims. Our religion, Islam. Our culture, the culture of the Quran. This is our way. So Allah says in the Quran, you are the best nation raised among men. Why are we the best?